Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Tabitha Laser. She's a CEO, author, keynote speaker, executive coach, and consultant at TA Laser Consulting. Tabitha, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for having me, Christopher.
So let's just dive right in. You mentioned that you used to work in the C-suite and now you decided to pivot and shift toward a different focus. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So after over 20, I guess, five some odd years, I don't want to date myself, in corporate leadership where I was responsible for many different things, but mostly strategy and management systems and health and safety and all of those critical things necessary for organizations to survive, I noticed that there was a trend. I kept seeing the same things happen over and over again, where leaders would do things with good intention that would end up backfiring and hurting the organization. And in addition to that, I noticed with my own children and the younger members of society that were coming to work that we were not really educating them on how to be leaders. We were educating and developing managers. That's why we've got a problem now with people that don't stay long and they leave and they go somewhere else because they haven't learned to lead. They haven't learned to actually go out and build a better workplace and incentivize and motivate, I'm making up words now, people in the workplace. You don't like your boss, so you quit and you go somewhere else, versus, hey, you work for your boss. That doesn't mean you can't actually incentivize, motivate, and help your boss improve to get to where you want to be. We've forgotten how to do that. And so I decided to make a shift and start writing a book series and going out and educating the leaders of today and the leaders of tomorrow on how to actually be a leader. What does that mean? We around the world, they get it right so much better than we do here in the United States. And I think there's a huge opportunity there for us to reclaim our strength and get back on a path to success instead of the one we're on now.
So what countries are you referring to that you think we might want to model it, at least in this respect?
Oh, so many. I've worked with those in Europe, Australia.
Just pick one. Pick one country and okay, what do you think that they do? Yeah.
Pick Europe as a great example, right? And compare that to the United States. In the United States, we do a lot of stuff based on rules, laws, and compliance, right? We've gotten so many rules, laws, and compliance, we can't even figure our way around them. Even our legal system can't even figure its way around it, versus doing what's right, doing the things that avoid risk and yet get us the best personal gain, the best professional gain. In Europe, they do a lot more based on a risk-averse approach, right?
Where? What country in Europe specifically?
Oh my gosh. You could take London, Scotland, anywhere over there. They approach things differently. They approach leadership differently. It's working with BP was a good start for me. And then I work with CH2M and Jacobs Engineering, where I worked with those around the world, and they view things differently. Here in the US, it's very much the leader leads from the top down. You've heard this probably before, right? I want to climb the ladder. I lead from the top down. And in other countries, the leader actually supports, educates, and encourages the others to be better than them. So they actually lead them. They're not constantly whipping them from behind and managing and delegating, dictating, what they do. And, That's a problem here. And I've been working on that for a couple of years now, trying to get people to look at the, lead from the basement, where you actually have to educate, advise, and support the growth of your leaders so that they can continue to build up without having you as an obstacle. And in other countries, they just don't look at it that way. I've got I've got some other, I'm not going to mention because they're private clients, but I have some other countries that I'm working with now that are, they want to improve. They've recognized they have a problem with their leadership abilities, and they want to improve their leadership because they're already becoming world dominant leaders as far as manufacturing, outsourcing. And now they want their leaders to be stronger so that they can become full world forces. Whereas the US, when you say, you know, we need better leadership skills, they turn around and go, who are you to tell me I know everything?
Well, do you feel that's changing though, especially with the millennials coming into the workforce where they literally demand having more of a lifestyle type thing and they have more flexibility? Because in the old school way, it's like way back when IBM is like, I think they're like the suit and tie type people. And I think they might still be the suit and tie, but ultimately do you feel it's changing though generationally, because a lot of millennials are demanding to have more of this open-minded type leadership style?
No. In fact, I see it getting worse. It's not the matter of open-minded leadership. It's we don't know how to lead, period. So what we have the demand and control type leadership that you're referring to, the closed-minded. And then now we don't have leadership at all. We do in some cases, but in many cases, we have a whole lot of creative types out there, right?
What do you mean? Again, what do you mean a whole lot of creative types?
We have a whole lot of creative types that want, they think they want the open-minded leadership, but what they're lacking is they're not getting leaders. They're not getting leadership. They're getting this creative space to grow and do different things. But then when push, when time comes to actually drive and become successful and work within the culture of different types of people, they don't know how to do that. They have a whole bunch of people that are good at doing what they do, but they're not good at working with others, whether they're the employee or the leader. I think it's a pivot point we're at now. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a lot of the big dogs out there who are struggling. I'll list Google. I know many, many, many people who work for Google and Amazon, another big one, that the culture there is so awful. Yes, they're putting out great products, but they're setting themselves up for destruction if they don't get better leadership in place. The creative types are good, but you still need levels of control. You still need processes in place. You still need a strong foundation upon which to build. And if you start with your foundation being that creative type and not having good leadership and not having a good foundation, it'll start to crumble as you grow bigger. Just think of a building, right? If you build on sand, you may be able to build a giant building, but as it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, if that foundation isn't strong enough to support it, it will fall.
Interesting. So Tabitha, what can we all do each day to be better leaders?
So there are many things we can do to be better leaders. And one thing I've seen over and over is we don't know how to listen. We're not taught how to listen. In the US, in all of my jobs, that was the one thing I was told. You don't listen. You don't listen. I was more the creative type, right? And I would push hard going, you're just not seeing the vision. You know, this is where we need to go. But they're like, you don't listen. And it wasn't until I worked for an international company that kind of took me under the wing and said, you have such potential. Instead of a boss saying, you just don't listen, I had a leader who said, let me give you the tools and things you need to learn what it is about listening that you're not doing. And so in my case, I listened. I listened so much, it was almost counterintuitive because I would go back and reflect and change and things like that. And he sent me off to a retreat, we'll call it, as a coaching program, very esteemed coaching program. And that's where I learned that listening isn't with your ears only. Listening is with all of your senses, including your eyes, how we perceive others, how they perceive us is extremely important to how we lead. And if we're not able to listen, and that's why I have a whole series in Leading Beyond Best, the keynote I do, on just communication, effective communication, which goes into everything from semantics, how we speak, what we say, is it really what we mean, or is it confusing, to body language, you know, how we present ourselves and how others present us, there's so much we can do as leaders and also as future leaders with proper communication that could right those tables.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Tabitha. How can our guests connect with you?
Yeah, so my website at www.talaser, L-A-S with an S, ER.com. And yeah, you can contact me through there, learn more about the journey to better, where we're actually trying to build stronger leaders for tomorrow, and reach out. I'd love to speak with you, possibly interview you for future books, or learn how I can help you with your struggles.
Great. Tabitha, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christophakai.com to learn more.